Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another week, another day of rehab. Beautiful thing to make it. Know that every day is not promised, and just to see another day, to make it another week is a great thing. Welcome back to rehab. If this is your first time, if this is your second time, if this is any time that you ever listen to rehab, just know this is your time to rest, relax, not worry about life's problems, not worry about life situations, things that basically get in the way of life. This is your time to take a break. So as you're taking your break, as you're getting relaxed, as you kicking off your shoes and knocking back your head and laying down and laying back, there are rules to rehab. Very simple rules. No judgment. No negative attitude. No nasty behavior. No hatred. No salt. None of those things come into rehab. So how you doing? Well, me personally, I'm doing fine. It's been a long day, but I don't really have any complaints. It could have always been worse. I probably need an oil change. All of that. See, that was an honest answer, right? And usually when someone asks you for an honest answer, you don't go into detail because, you know, you don't know whether that person wants to actually hear your whole day like that. But I give honest answers as much as I possibly can because I feel like I owe it to people to do that. But that honesty only can come in doses, and it depends how honest or how truthful you can be to people. You know, you can't be 100% honest with anybody, because that honesty is the only honesty that can be understood. That type of honesty is with yourself. Like, your own truth can only be understood by you. But you, like I said, try to be as honest as you possibly can. I try to all the time. You hear people say, to be honest with you, let me be real. Honestly speaking, these things are basically built into our society because the truth hurts. But if it hurts, why does it set you free? I just believe people are afraid to tell each other the complete truth because, well, no one's really prepared for that. Our psyches, our egos aren't prepared to hear the truth. You ask me, okay, what does honesty and truth have to do with rehab? How does this make me relax? I just said it. The truth shall set you free. So if you're honest with you, first of all, my whole point in all this right here, right now, is if you're completely honest with yourself, then you can be free to be honest with the rest of the world. So if you're not completely honest with yourself, how are you being honest with the rest of the world? Well, you ask me, okay, fine. What does this have to do with peace? Well, first of all, I'll ask your question with a question. And my question to you is, are you honest with yourself? And, you know, like I always like to do, ask these questions. You take that question, you think about it for a little bit, and I'll be right back. Set you free. Brutal honesty. The truth hurts. The truth is, all these are all statements basically that we use, right? So we're talking about the truth. We talk about honesty. So all those statements I use are just typical statements that people say throughout the day, throughout lifetime. Let me keep it, I want to keep it real. Let me be 100 with you. I feel like if we were honest with each other all the time, we wouldn't have to use these phrases. So the reason we use these phrases is because we're not really honest with each other all the time. And I think people don't want to be honest. I just think people aren't allowed to be honest because brutal honesty, the truth hurts. So when I've been thinking about this subject for a week, all my life, like, I'm really into truth-telling, honesty, the real story behind every story, because they say there's both sides of every story. So I'm really into those things. Like, I'm addicted to finding out the truth. This is one of my lifelong journeys that I'm on, that I just want to know the truth. And so I've been thinking, and it's really hard to break down something that can almost not be defined, because what happens is the way I feel or what I consider to be true, you don't consider to be true. And maybe we can agree on something. Like if you tell me, me and you both can go, hey, 1 + 1 = 2. There's no argument there. There's no discussion that needs to be had. But I promise you, someone may come along, and whether they're right or wrong, they can say, well, 1 + 1 = 11. He's like, no, man, no math is told me. And you can argue back and forth, and that person can prove a point that 1 + 1 = 11. And then if that person gets enough people behind he or she, then 1 + 1 = 11 may actually become a truth. Now, okay, if that doesn't make any sense, I'm just trying to say that we all have our own way of telling truth and being honest. And the way we perceive the truth is in our own way. So I can't really tell you what your truth is. You may believe in religion, you may not believe in religion. Like I said, I like to compare it. So after I'm thinking about it, right, I like to compare it to sports and politics. And like I just said, religion. You can argue what religion is right, what side left, right is, or left or right is right, you know, when it comes to politics, what team you like, what team you're against. All of that could be argued depending on how you feel. So I like to think, after all this thinking, I came up with the simplest ways of how do you know what the truth is and what honesty is. It's when you're all alone and there's no one listening to you, that's the truth. What you say to yourself when nobody else is paying attention, That's the truth. Or would you, what's the first thing if someone came to you and said, "Hi, how you doing?" The first thing that comes to your mind. You might not say the first thing that comes to your mind, but the first thing that comes to your mind is the truth. Or you sit down watching a show and doing something, and you see something, you know, come across the screen, and you may agree or disagree with it. The point is, the first thing that comes to your mind is your truth. And that's basically what I broke down. It's a very simple way of doing it. But because we all think differently and no two people are alike, no two opinions are alike. They might be similar, but they're not going to be exactly alike. That's what the truth is. That's what honesty is. Now, another example, your wife, girlfriend, or husband, or whoever you're talking to, ask you, you know, use the typical line of, if a wife asks her husband, "Do I look fat in this dress?" Now, he might go, "No, babe, you don't look fat in that dress." But his mind might go, "I wish you would put on another dress." Now, he may not think that at all. He might actually like her in that dress. Or a husband asks a wife, "Do you want to go play golf with me? Or do you want to go to this game?" And she might go, "Oh, I would love to go play golf with you, or love to go see this game," when she really thinks, "Oh, God, how many times have I told him I can't stand going to those games? Golf is boring." You know, she may not feel that way, but what I'm trying to get to is the honesty and truth are things that are thought, your original thoughts, but you can't always use them like you want to use them, but you try to would have the truth set you free. You have to use them when you can, like with yourself in the mirror, or with yourself in decision making. And I also like to compare it to the truth is, you know, it comes in very short bursts, and so to speak. Like, you're not being true if you find yourself giving too many excuses for something. That's not being true. It's usually pretty straight to the point. It stings, but it doesn't hurt. But remember, if someone's telling you the truth or being honest with you, it's not going to. If somebody says you're ugly, that's not the truth. That's just trying. They might think that, but at the end of the day, that's them being malice or mean. The truth should sting just a little bit, but it should also roll off your shoulder, if that makes sense. Where it should help you, but it shouldn't hurt you. It should actually, the truth and honesty, truth and being honest, or telling the truth and being honest, should make you reevaluate how you make decisions in life. It could make you reevaluate your whole life, or who you're talking to at the time, or what decisions you've made in the past and what you may not make in the future. If you spend your time lying to yourself, or not being honest around the people you're with, or having honest people around you, well, you won't be set free. You'll just feel like you're in a cage the whole time you live. And, you know, I could have got you a lot more when it comes to the truth. It's such a hard topic to break down in less than 15 minutes. But the point is, if you're honest and you're truthful as much as you possibly can be, it will set you free. It will give you peace. And then you can bring peace to others. Have a good night.